We appreciate you joining us this morning. We have Mary Dale Peterson, the president of the American Society of Anesthesiologists, here to talk about the opioid problem and our children. The new crisis. There's a new survey on the crisis of children and opioid addiction. Mary, could you talk to us? What was found out in the survey? Who conducted this survey?
Sure. So the American Society of Anesthesiologists reached out to 1,000 families of mostly teenagers, and we learned that parents do have some concerns, you know, with all the opioid addiction in the news. And despite their concerns, though, we learned that, you know, about half of them really didn't understand how to safely dispose of opioids or take care of that or talk to their children about it. So we're really conducting some of these media outreach to help inform families of how they should handle this.
Well, what would be the way for them to handle this?
Well, I think the first thing is for parents to ask their physician or dentist when they're prescribing opioids if there are any other alternatives. There's a misperception that some of those medicines that we can get over the counter, like Tylenol or aspirin or ibuprofen, aren't worth anything. But in fact, they're actually quite good medications and can really treat most common forms of routine pain. So I think that's the first thing is, does my child really need this? And then the second is really monitoring and making sure that they're not taking more than is needed and safely locking them away and disposing of them when the time that it's necessary to maybe have opioids is gone.
Now, there is obviously the needs at times for this medicine, but a lot of there's a fear now, obviously, because of the addictive qualities, perhaps, and also people that you mentioned about disposing of them, people that could get their hands on them that aren't prescribed them. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So obviously, adolescents, children that have major surgery, they're going to need to be on opioids. And sometimes it is after major back surgery, it can be for a while. I think one of the things parents can ask is their anesthesiologist, who is the expert in pain relief and pain medications, what other alternatives there are. We call it opioid sparing. So until we come up with some magic substitute for opioids, we do have some other great options like nerve blocks and other multimodal forms of medications that work by different pathways and are not addictive.
Doctor, prescribed opioids have been in the news certainly over the past couple of years, even so right here in Northern Ohio. When did they become a popular treatment, painkiller, pain management, so to speak?
Well, actually, opioids go back about 4,000 or 5,000 years. So it's the opium poppy has been around for a long time, and we've had wanes and peaks of the opioid epidemic. I think the current one really probably started when we had this misperception that nobody should ever have any pain, and then really not understanding, I think, the really addictive nature of opioids, especially some of the longer-acting opioids, like you've heard in the news, like OxyContin.
Well, we don't want to make people too fearful, but we want to make them concerned. So give us some good advice of where we can get some details on this, and parents, as you mentioned from the survey, maybe hadn't had a clear thought about this, where they can actually be prepared, so in case they have issues come up with their child from surgery or whatnot, that they know what to ask and how to proceed.
Sure. I think the best thing for parents is to really discuss this with their anesthesiologist, our surgeon, dentist, and really try to have the least amount of opioids prescribed, number one. Number two, I think we need to have very frank conversations with our teenagers. That's a very vulnerable period for the brain. Addiction, 90% of addictions start in adolescence. So I think we need to have a conversation that these are very dangerous drugs. Children with ADHD are particularly susceptible to this. And then third, I think we need to make sure that we have safe disposal as well as locking the drugs up so they can't be gotten. And maybe the fourth would be, if anybody in the family is taking one of these really long-acting opioids, is ask for a prescription for naloxone, which is the antidote if there is an overdose.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, getting some good advice out. Dr. Mary Dale Peterson, President of the American Society of Anesthesiologists, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.